For the last 35 springtimes in El Paso, El Paso Community College has been a source of all kinds of blooming art activities, and that's thanks to their Spring Arts Festival. My guest is the El Paso Community College marketing specialist and friend, Jim Heine. Nice to have you here.
Well, thank you.
When does Spring Arts Festival begin and end?
It's usually the beginning of February. It already started. It's been going for a couple of weeks, and it'll go through the semester. The last event is May 11th that happens. And so it's a good solid 3 months of everything under the sun art.
Well, you have a lot of special events in roughly three categories. You have exhibitions, presentations and performances, and then workshops and clinics. And everything free, I believe.
Yes, everything's free. Many of the performances that are all at all the different campuses, all the workshops are at our Via Verde Music Room at Building A, Room 1201, 919 Hunter is the address of the Via Verde campus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the nice thing about it is that you have nice facilities all over town, so this is just a wonderfully convenient source of great entertainment and education for the community every single year. Give us some highlights. What do you have coming up?
Beginning with this coming Monday is our third of three Black History Month performances. Each Monday, we've done something through the month of February. And we have nationally renowned actor Phil Darius Wallace coming in for the second year in a row. He does a one-man show doing Frederick Douglass, and it's a remarkable thing. And we had to change location this year just because of him. We had it at our Forum Theater last year that holds approximately 300 people. And we had to turn easily over 100 people away that showed up to come and see him.
So we're
moving it to our Administrative Services Center, 9050 Viscount, in the auditorium, which holds about 800.
Excellent. And that's 7 p.m. Monday.
This coming Monday. And it is one of the most remarkable things you'll ever see in your life. If you're going to do one thing in February having to do with the arts or even Black History Month, you want to come
and
see
this.
This is a remarkable, remarkable thing that he does.
Well, I know that you have also theater activities, and you are going to be putting on Godspell.
Yes, our wonderful theater arts people have a wonderful play, Godspell, you know, classic musical from the 70s. Actually, it's the first play I can remember seeing as a teenager. Yeah. And so it'll bring back a lot of memories. It is directed by our theater connoisseur, Keith Townsend. And just a real quick side note, Keith was named a Minnie Piper Stevens Award winner this year as one of the top 10 instructors in the state of Texas.
Wow, congratulations.
And so he will be directing this play Thursday, February 28th. It starts out 8 p.m. and then March 1st, 2nd, 7th, and 8th. And then we will have a special matinee on Sunday, March 3rd at 2:30.
And this is at the
The Forum Theater, 9050 Gateway North at our
Trans Mountain campus,
right.
Which is a lovely, recently renovated theater,
I understand. Yeah, beautiful. Yes. But it only holds 300, so get there early.
Yes.
Many other events are happening with our Spring Arts Festival. Coming up March 5th is something very special. People don't realize we have one of the great libraries in the region up at our Northwest campus in Canyotillo, the Jenna Welch Laura Bush Library. We do many things for the children in the community of Canyotillo up there. And one of the big events we'll be doing is a celebration of Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Oh, how cool is
that?
It'll
be at 8:30 a.m. on March 5th. And it'll run all day with readings and films and cartoons. And
so that's a Tuesday.
Just a fun day.
And that's for, I guess, just
school students come in and we'll be there all day long.
Oh, you're actually bringing kids in.
Right. As I said, we always have students there with Canyotillo School District and neighboring areas. That'll be a wonderful celebration that'll go on all day long that day.
And now I know that you're having some music also. Gene Keller, poet and guitarist, is going to be performing. And then in April, you're having a number of events that line up with Poetry Month, which is really nice.
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of things. We're having a poetry slam in April. Oh, there's so many other things going on music-wise. And the other thing you don't want to forget is not only are there performances, but there's all kinds of workshops by many of our instructors at the college.
Oh, you've got some really good ones going on. Nina Gomez will be doing a master dance class. We'll have Billy Towns.
You're one of our favorite people. He's now an instructor at the college for the last 2 years.
That's awesome.
And so he does good. And it'll all wrap up the workshops May 8th with one of my favorite instructors, Angie Morgan Thornton, with just music fundamentals, but I'm sure she'll get in a little mariachi. She is the master of mariachi at our school.
Isn't that wonderful?
She heads our mariachi program there at the school.
To now, meet these people and realize what experts they are in certain areas, it's very exciting to know we
now,
have that.
Now, you can get everything at epcc.edu/events/arts festival. Arts is plural.
Okay.
epcc.edu/events/arts festival, and everything's right there for you.
Excellent. I thank you so much for coming in today, my guest, El Paso Community College Marketing Specialist Jim Heine. And remember to go to the EPCC website for more information on all these amazing events coming up through the month of May. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.